Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
New research by the property website myhome.ie claims that house prices are rising mainly due to the savings that people have been able to make during the pandemic. For more on this, I'm discussed in the studio by Dr. Lorcan Sir, who's senior lecturer in housing at the Technical University Dublin, and Marion Finnegan, who's managing director of Sherry Fitzgerald Residential. Good morning to you both. And Marion, I'm going to start with you. Can you just give us a snapshot of the market? What's happening?
Well, it's been a very unusual year, obviously, for property. We've had the last couple of years in the housing market have been pretty sluggish overall, both in terms of activity and price inflation has been negligible. In fact, we've had a little bit of petering down in terms of prices. This year started off quite well. Obviously, we moved into a lockdown period in the middle of March and we were locked out of the market practically for 3 months, except for the virtual world. But despite that, what we did find was a huge level of resilient demand there, that people were viewing properties virtually, bidding on them virtually, and continuing to be active in the marketplace. And when we reopened the doors in June, there was a big onslaught of demand. Now, part of that is catch-up, because you've obviously got a housing market with a supply-side crisis, so people are rushing back in to catch up and to buy the properties. So overall terms, activity will be down by over 20% this year in comparison to last year, but prices are stable. We're not seeing price inflation. I think that's really important to say, that the housing market has been very effectively monitored and controlled by the macroprudential policy rules, which are the central bank's lending rules that control mortgage lending. And effectively, were it not for them, we probably would see a much more volatile housing market. But they have brought a very strong level of stability to the housing sector overall. And prices have been very stable this year, but not inflating. We might see house price inflation in the country overall of 0.5 or 0.6% this year. So it's a very stable marketplace.
Okay, and Lorcan, what do you see the outlook for the market being if we have this $123 billion on deposit, this pent-up demand, first-time buyers ready to go out and buy? I mean, what is the next 6 to 12 months going to look like?
Well, we're very early days into this at the moment, and the stability that Marion refers to, I can see continuing, because a lot of people have savings and the bank of mum and dad are helping more than half people buying houses. But also underlying all this, and pandemic or no pandemic, compared to what we traditionally have in Ireland, we've got quite low interest rates. And there's a huge correlation between low interest rates and house price inflation or stability. And once the low interest rates continue into the future, which I can see them going on for a long time at quite low rates, and our rates probably even falling a bit because of new entrants into the market like that Advent money. And to give you an example, like a 4% drop in an interest rate, sorry, a 0.4% drop in an interest rate would add over €20,000 to the price of a £300,000 or euro house, which means that people can borrow more and the repayments would stay the same. So, thus maintaining the stability or even a little bit of house price inflation. So that's a huge one. And I think the other thing that estate agents quite often don't see, because it doesn't come across their desk, is the state activity. The state, through like local authorities or through approved housing bodies, buy about 1 in 4 of all brand new homes in the country.
So they're straight in there off the mark. So if you're a first time buyer, if you're trying to buy a house, you've got to get in at the back of the queue there behind the state, because they're there first.
Yeah, quite often. And 1 in 4 is a huge amount. It also means they're kind of, in many ways, they're competing with first time buyers. But also, like, they're paying, like in Cork City, these turnkeys are called. Last year, the state paid an average of €306,000 in Cork City. They paid €352,000 in Galway City. So they are helping prop up this stability or house price inflation.
Okay. And most people, I think, would have expected, Marion, that one of the advantages of the pandemic, if you're looking to get into the housing market, was that house prices might fall.
Certainly there was a lot of speculation of price reductions, but I suppose we have to remember that we came into this pandemic with a shortage of houses. So we thought in January we might build 25,000-26,000 houses this year on the back of about 21 last year, and the likelihood now is we won't even build 20,000. Now, bearing in mind that the natural growth in the housing in the population needs us to be building around 35,000, we're well behind the curve. And as Lorcan has just said there, the state are active in the marketplace buying, where historically they would have been building. So we're all competing for a very small pool of properties. So stability is a good outcome from this. And I do want to just come back to what Lorcan said there in terms of the interest rates. The central bank do limit what you can borrow to 3.5 times your income. So even if interest rates move, you can still only borrow more if you earn more. So that's a really important criterion when we're looking at where the market's going forward. So people shouldn't be frightened and fear that if they don't jump in now, prices are going to rise out of control. Everyone is curtailed by the same lending policies.
Yeah, it's very disheartening though for people who have been breaking their hearts trying to save if they see that, you know, the prices are going to rise in the medium term.
Yeah, and there isn't really any evidence that that will happen. I mean, if you think about it, in April we were...
But if we don't have the supply, you know, surely it is going to happen, and if people have a lot of money in the bank...
But they still have to borrow. You don't save 300,000 or 400,000 euros in a year. So they still have to borrow to buy their to take their mortgage down, and they can only borrow 3.5 times what they earn, irrespective of any aspiration they have to buy a larger house. So unless they come in with a massive deposit, they're very limited in terms of how they can push house prices. That's good news. We don't want prices spiraling out of control and then falling when something impacts the economy negatively. We like stability for everybody's sake. Mm. So this is actually a good outturn. Now, there would have been a lot of pressure on the central bank to change their lending rules, and it, you know, from various elements of the market. But one thing it has done, if you compare 2020 to any other time we had an economic impact, a negative economic hit to our economy, house prices have proven to be resilient this time because they hadn't overinflated, and we just have to keep that in mind.
That's related to supply, though, Lorcan, is it?
Yeah, I think we'll be doing really well to hit 20,000 houses this year.
I think Taoiseach said 18,000.
Yeah, and before I came in, I just looked. So up to quarter three this year, we'd built 13,300. So we'll probably hit, you know, and the end of the year is always the slowest because of holidays and weather and all that. So probably 16 or 17,000. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it is 20,000. The other thing that we have to realise is that for our private housing, we rely on what's called a speculative market. So builders build houses and speculate that they can sell them to people. The issue here is that when house prices fall, builders stop supplying the market because, you know, naturally enough, they want to build in a market where prices are stable, at least if not rising. So there is a danger that supply could fall off if prices fall. Stability is a good outcome, without a doubt. I mean, that's what you want in any sort of a market, is not the volatility, and the central bank rules have contributed to that hugely. But I think the combination of the low supply, the interest rates, and also the amount of help that people are getting from their mum and dad and from Help to Buy. You know, the state is also involved in supporting people, in supporting demand by, you know, the Help to Buy. And there's another scheme from Rebuilding Ireland for people who've been rejected twice from banks applying for mortgages. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, about half of the people who get the Help to Buy don't actually need it. So you'd wonder why the taxpayers are funding, you know, a scheme that isn't...
So there's more cash washing around the market than we really give credit. Because, you know, Marion talks about the central bank controls on lending.
Yeah.
And while that plays a role, you're saying that there's a lot of cash sitting there.
There are other things going on, yeah. And help from parents is very much one of them.
Okay. What is your outlook then, Marion? You know, if we take it that supply isn't going to get to where it needs to be, and as Lorcan says, the interest rates are low, there's a lot of help out there. Where does the market go?
I think hopefully what we will see this year is a pickup in that delivery of stock. Now, it was very worrying earlier in the year when we thought supply could be as low as 14,000 for this year. We may not hit 20, but we should achieve over 18,000, but still well below. So the big wish for next year would be that we get an increase in that supply of properties being built. Mm. So hopefully get to 25,000. That's very important. The initiatives that are there, the Help to Buy scheme, extension of that Help to Buy scheme, they were brought in. I know they appear to be something that's fueling demand, but in fact they were brought in by Simon Coveney in 2015 with a very specific requirement in mind, and that was to underwrite that first-time buyer element of the marketplace to ensure developers were building starter homes. Because at that time, if you remember, our biggest concern was that we were building all of the wrong type of property.
Okay.
So that has proven to be helpful.
Okay, we're just going to run out of time, but I want to ask you very quickly, what signs are you seeing from people who are interested in moving out of the urban centres? Is the market shifting?
There has been a little bit of movement this year. We've certainly seen a greater appetite for properties outside of core locations, but it's very early days to say whether that's a long-term trend or a blip. But certainly people are more focused on the size of the house, the extra bedroom for an office, the size of the garden, the open spaces. But it is still very, very early days.
Yeah, I'm sure some people, though, Lorcan, will be taking a punt on being allowed to work from home at least part of the week.
Absolutely. I don't see the death of the office by a long way. Like, as Marion says, we're very early days into this. I don't see the death of the office. I think employers value people coming into their office for lots of reasons. But I suspect we'll end up with a hybrid version, more hybrid working. But I think people definitely value extra space in the houses. Just as over the last few years we've made space standards smaller, people are realising actually we need space for our mental and physical health.
We're there a lot more. Yeah, Lorcan, absolutely. Thank you very much. Lorcan Sarah there and Marion Finnegan.